This is VOA News by Remote. I'm Diane Roberts. According to an assessment by AP, the U.S. Congress is past the point at which it can deliver more coronavirus relief before the November 3rd election, with differences between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, her Senate Republican rivals, and President Donald Trump proving insurmountable. Mr. Trump's GOP allies are reconvening the Senate this week to vote on a virus proposal, but it's a bill that failed once before and that the president himself dismisses as too puny. Even the architect of the Senate measure, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, isn't claiming the vote will advance the bill. Advance the ball. If the measure fails, McConnell plans to turn the chamber's full attention to confirming Judge Amy Coney Barrett, thereby cementing a 6-3 conservative majority on the Supreme Court. It likely will be the Senate's final action before Election Day. European Central Bank Chief Christine Lagarde said Monday it was crucial for the EU's $881 billion coronavirus recovery plan to succeed as new epidemic-busting measures weigh heavily on the bloc's economy. The money in the fund must be dispersed as soon as possible, she told Le Monde newspaper. She said in an article published on the newspaper's website, if the money does not reach down into the real economy, quote, then we will have missed a historic opportunity to change direction, end quote. The plan is unprecedented in its scope and commitments. It was agreed to by European Union leaders in July after several rounds of tough negotiations. It has since been held up in the European Parliament by disputes over payments. Shopper numbers at British retail destinations have fallen for a fourth straight week following tougher government measures to stem a second wave of COVID-19, market researcher Springboard said Monday. Last week, Prime Minister Boris Johnson imposed a tiered system of restrictions on parts of England, including shutting pubs in the worst affected areas to curb acceleration. This is VOA News. Thailand's embattled prime minister says there are no plans to extend a state of emergency outside the capital, even as student-led protests calling for him to leave office spread around the country. Police, however, have indicated they're working to censor coverage of the demonstrations. Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, his government has already issued a decree banning public gathering of more than four people in Bangkok, outlaws news said to affect national security, and gives authorities broad power to detain people. None of that has been able to keep the protesters from gathering the past 5 days to push their demands, which also include constitutional changes and reform of the monarchy. Early voting for the U.S. election kicks off in the battleground state of Florida Monday. So far, a record 28 million nationwide ballots have already been cast, with just over 2 weeks remaining in the race for the White House. President Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden are both going on offense, campaigning in states they're trying to flip in the general election. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I love going to churches.
President Trump began his Sunday with a visit to the non-denominational International Church of Las Vegas, where Pastor Denise Goulet told him she'd had a vision.
At 4:30, the Lord said to me, I am going to give your president a second wind.
The president made this appeal.
You better get out because we have a group on the other side that doesn't agree with us.
Hello, North Carolina!
Joe Biden addressed supporters at a drive-in rally in Durham, North Carolina, mocking the president's optimistic statements on the coronavirus pandemic.
My grandfather would say, this guy's gone around the bend if he thinks we turn the corner.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The Kremlin said Monday Moscow hoped talks with the United States would continue despite Washington rejecting a Russian proposal to unconditionally extend the last treaty limiting the two countries' strategic nuclear weapons. A Kremlin spokesperson said the demise of the new START accord would have, quote, harmful, unquote, consequences. It was signed in 2010 and is due to expire in February. Thousands of people gathered across France Sunday to support teachers and defend freedom of expression after the killing of a teacher by a suspected Islamist Friday. From Paris to Lyon, Marseille, and Lille, large crowds gathered quietly, pausing regularly to applaud, hold minutes of silence, or sing the national anthem after a killing that has shocked the country. The assailant, who was born in Russia of Chechen origin, was shot dead by police soon after the attack. Taiwan and China trade accusations Monday over a physical clash between their diplomats at a reception in Fiji, with Beijing revealing a cake helped fuel dust. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.